You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grisham, one of the all-time great sports days in this town with the Knicks in Game 6, looking to punch their ticket to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And the Subway Series, which in itself is always a big thing and a fun thing, but there's never been one quite like this. And Juan Soto will be going back home, which is also like a part of it, but the idea that Soto left the Yankees, period, is a big deal, because who leaves the Yankees, especially when the Yankees offer the player that contract? But he left the Yankees for the Mets, and now will return to the Yankees in Yankee Stadium as a member of the Mets and the biggest villain. He went from being a huge hero last year to now being the biggest villain once he sets foot in the batter's box or even on that field tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium.
See, to me, the biggest villain is somebody who throws a fastball at one of my guys' heads like Pedro Martinez and then gets into a shouting match with my catcher up in Fenway, and Jorge's pointing to his head, and Pedro's doing his thing. And, you know, before that, Pedro drilled Soriano and Derek Jeter on back-to-back pitches on a day game. Mussina was pitching, didn't do anything about it. Both guys had to leave the game, go to the hospital for x-rays. Like, to me, that is a villainous characteristic. Juan Soto, to me, at this point, doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much to me. I'm not saying I don't want to beat the Mets. Of course I want to beat the Mets, but I wanted to take 2 out of 3 against Seattle as well.
Right.
I wanted to find a way to win that second game against the Padres. I wanted to find a way to win a third straight series. Now, I'll certainly give you that, you know, if the Yankees win 3 or the Yankees win 2 and Judge hits 3 home runs and Soto hits none, yeah, advantage me when we come in on Monday, have a little fun, great. And I'll definitely engage in it. But to me, this is all for you guys. Like, the Met fan is so juiced up and jacked up over this. I can't speak for Yankee fans, but from my Yankee perspective, all right, Subway Series, cool. Go win a couple games, whatever.
Yankee fans are going to be angry at Juan Soto. He left them. He left them. And they offered him a lot of money. He took minimal more. I mean, the Mets had a better offer, sure, with the suites and all that stuff, but basically all things were equal, and he left the Yankees to go to the Mets. And he's going to hear it. Here's why I'm excited as a Mets fan. Not only do I think this is the biggest Subway Series outside of the World Series, I think this is the biggest regular season Subway Series ever. Because not only do you have Juan Soto doing something that's never been done before, switching sides, going from the Yankees to the Mets in the fashion that he did, both teams are at a very high level.
Yeah.
The Mets with
that
Steve,
part I agree with.
Well, that because
Yanks 3.5 up, Mets 2.5 up right now.
The Mets have had spurts where they were good and they would go into Subway Series even better than the Yankees. That has happened infrequent, but it has happened over the course of the near 30-year history since 1997, Dave Malicki, whatever. The Yankees have dominated the majority of it, but there were times where the Mets were the better team going in and the Mets have had better series, sure. But on equal footing now, as far as the spending goes, as far the only thing the Mets haven't had is the sustained success that the Yankees have had. But there is no more, like, the Mets got the big free agent, stole them away from the Yankees. They're at atop the sport. They have the second best record in baseball right now, leading their division. The two teams, I think, for the first time are really on equal footing, with the Mets stealing a superstar away from the Yankees. Return to the Yankee Stadium, which is why I think this is the biggest regular season Subway Series of all time. And the biggest reason why I'm excited about it is because I think Juan Soto is going to unleash this week. And I think he's been waiting for this. This, the booze, the hate, that's going to wake him up, and then he's going to take off from there.
I mean, I don't know how you do that in baseball. I think in basketball, you can maybe conserve some energy. I'm not saying that he's not going to be up for the moment, and I'm certainly not saying that he's going to be distracted by the reaction by Yankee fans that would not allow him to play baseball well. No, I think he is fairly robotic in his routine, and I think he's fairly immune to that stuff. But I don't think he's been conserving energy to get to this point. That's why he's having a okay or slightly less than, you know, season than what all you guys expected. Listen, I'm going to give you so far. I'm going to give you that I've always looked at the Mets. You know this. I've never looked at the Mets with anger. I haven't.
Right.
I've been very transparent with this. Like most Yankee fans, I didn't really take. I would do it here and there, but I didn't take great pleasure in kicking the Met fan when they were down. A lot of my Yankee fans do. That's right. Fine. That's not my thing. I think that I always looked at the Mets as, you know, like just the little brother. And hence here we are with the big brother conversation. But one thing that I've always said, as ridiculous as I think that sounds, I've always said when he went to you guys, I said, all right, he made the move. You guys won that. I didn't try to deflect it. Mets won, Yankees nothing. The crown's heavy. Yeah. And so far, the Mets have worn it fairly well. He hasn't played great, but they're 2.5 up in a tough division. The Yankees are 3.5 up, so they figured out a way not to stumble without him. I just think it's going to be a real. Forget about the Soto stuff for a second, which we can't, but if you do, I think it's a very interesting gauge for where these teams are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about.
Right. And I'm excited because, to your point before, like you looked at the Mets as little brother, understandably so. Well, now, for the first time in their existence, big brother is all grown up. Or little brother is now turned into big brother. They're all grown up. Little bro is all grown up and ready to flex their muscle in the Bronx. Forget about even the results of the series. Mets swept the Yankees last year. What did it end up meaning? Not much.
No.
Yankees got to the World Series. Mets did not. I do think the Mets are in a good spot here. And the Yankees, to me, have been too inconsistent. Good, yes. I don't think they're as good as the Mets are. Although I do think the pitching matchups favor the Yankees this weekend. I don't like the Mets matchup on paper in that stadium against that lineup, which when the Yankees are going well, they can mash you and embarrass you. I would worry a little bit about maybe the Mets starters getting exposed this weekend. So I'm not talking about just the results of this series. Maybe the Yankees take 2 out of 3. Maybe they sweep. Maybe the Mets take 2 out of 3. Maybe they sweep. Who knows? But flexing the big brother or the muscle that you have now from little brother going to the gym and working out and signing the big free agent away, that to me is the most appealing part of it. And I would be surprised if Juan Soto does not thrive in this atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect, you know, 1 for 11, you know, with 6 punch outs. I don't expect that.
Is it going to hurt you? Because you've admitted to watching, you know, you'll see the score or the box score or whatever. And
I follow the Mets every night. No, I watch.
Right, but I'm saying.
Every night.
I'm saying you see the box score and you'd be like, oh, he scored 9 runs. I just hope it's not Soto.
Yeah.
And then you look and see like Soto was 0-for-4 with a couple.
That gives me pleasure. I don't run away from that. Yeah, I don't want him to do well.
Would it hurt you if Soto just unleashes him this weekend?
It wouldn't hurt me. I think it would annoy me because I already know what's coming from some of the dopey Met fans. I already know that. Like that, I know. Would it really, truly annoy me? I'm just being as honest as I can. No. Like, I've made amends with that. Like, for 15 years, I think it's going to be an albatross of a contract. I wish we had him this year. He decided to leave. Do what you got to do. I don't begrudge you for doing that. Got to make a decision for you and your family. I think he's a good person. I know he loves baseball. I know he's a hard worker. So I don't try to project this hate or this whatever on Soto. But no, Sal's right. I said this last week or 2 weeks ago. Like when I'm coming back from one of my kids' games, I'm coach, whatever.
Yeah.
As soon as I get, or if I'm coaching third base and there's a pitching change or a stoppage, I go to my little CBS Sports app.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mets 5. I don't know. Phillies 1. Oh, they scored 5 runs. It's early. So in my mind is what I'm thinking. Soto may have done something. Let me go to the Lindor a couple of times. All right, that's fine. Oh, Pete hit home. Oh, 0-for-2. Nice. Soto did nothing. No, I take joy in that. Here's one thing that can't happen. I'm going to lay down one rule for the Subway Series.
I like it.
It's got one rule for everybody. All right? The energy of the Met fan, who is, again, I think the big brother, little brother thing is some of the dumbest, childish, like, really stuff that I've ever... I just think it's ridiculous. Myself, right?
Right.
I'm not saying it's not fun, but I just think it really means nothing.
But you did say, like, you just felt always like they were the little brother.
I did. And the results bore that out.
Yes.
And if the results bear that out with the Mets moving forward, well, then...
By the way, I've always felt like little brother, whatever.
Understood. Yeah. Same with me with the Jets and the Jets. Yeah. I get it. Now, if you are of the mindset to run around to talk about that the Yankees are now the little brother... if the Yankees win 2 out of 3 or the Yankees sweep, and as I expect, Aaron Judge is the best player on the field all weekend, which he usually is, except in October, in case you were going to insert that there, I'm going to beat you. I know you well now, partner. Were you getting ready to tee that up there?
I actually wasn't, but okay.
Then you can't come in on Monday and say, well, it's just the regular season, didn't mean a whole lot. Because the Met fan is positioning this weekend as their World Series. And if the Mets stumble, I'm not saying that it means that the Mets are doomed this year, but you got to at least own it. You got to wear it. It can't be both. Hey, we're coming in, big brother taking your house, Soto Judge, this, that, we're the team, we're the best, we got Cohen, we got the payroll.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Yankees swept, Yankees won 2 out of 3 for the Met fan now? Yeah. Doesn't mean a whole lot. Can't work that way.
See, but I'm not going into this series, whereas in years past, I was with that mentality, because a lot of times it was the Mets World Series going to beat the Yankees 2 out of 3. Didn't happen for a few years. And then when it did, those were fun series. Mets weren't any good. I'm not looking at this series like that in the results. I truly, obviously, I want the Mets to win. I'd love for them to sweep the Yankees like they did a year ago. We told Boone when we added Aaron Boone in studio the first time. I was like, all right, hey, good luck in the Subway Series. Hope you guys get one this year.
He did
because
say
they were 0-for last year. I'm more excited because of the Soto thing.
I get it. Maybe it should be.
And to me, going in the way that the Mets are going into this, I don't feel like, quote unquote, little brother anymore. And I don't feel like it's the World Series to win this series. You want to win for trash talk, right? Sure. But I know that the Mets, much like the Yankees have always had, they have bigger aspirations beyond just this series. So it's fun for trash talk. I am not putting much stock in the results. If the Mets sweep is a different story, because that's, you know, that's blood drawn where you could have a lot of fun with that. If the Mets win 2 out of 3, all right, keep it moving. Beat another good team 2 out of 3. If they lost 2 out of 3, then same thing. Like, okay, tip your cap to the Yankees. But I'm not looking at this as some kind of measuring stick or barometer within this season. For me, it's more about Soto.
Okay, now one more thing on Soto. And I will have this mentality forever. As long as he's a Mets, as long as I'm doing this for a living. So because of what I started watching baseball, the Mets were...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Horrendous. Yeah. Just based on my age, right? Talking late 70s, more early 80s. Horrible. Horrible, dude. Just bad. 60-something wins. Bad. So, and I know that Met fans are amazing fans. Because they're like Jet fans, all right? I get it. I get the DNA, even though I'm not a Met fan. I will not, and I have not, and I never will, take away the joy or try to diminish a hell of a player like Juan Soto for some stupid Yankee Met bit That's not what I'm about. Like, that's not for me.
Right.
Like, Juan Soto is a tremendous player who I – hitter. That's about it. Hitter.
Yeah.
Who I watched basically every night last year do his thing, and at the highest of levels – somehow fouled off a pitch he had no business fouling off, and then hitting an absolute rocket in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it was the most magical swing I've ever seen, because I didn't see Reggie's three home run. I didn't see that, right? So I get the game. I get the territoriality of the Yankee Met thing. I am able. Now, I might not be able to always balance my jet wackiness. I am able to balance the Yankee Met thing, I think, quite well. And I don't want him to have a great season. I don't,
right,
because he did leave us. I'm going to keep it real with that.
Yeah.
But to jinx him or to diminish things when he does great things, I won't be that guy. And I will not rain on the Mets parade if the Mets have a good weekend. I just won't do it.
If you were going to the game, would you be booing?
No.
And you know, I mean, the whole building outside of the Mets fans, all the Yankee fans are going to be.
I'm not a booer. I would probably, with my loud voice, especially we have a couple drinks in us, which I'm sure you guys will, I would probably yell some stuff out to him. You know, like, no curses, more like maybe like an atmosphere thing. Yeah, I know they jacked up City Field.
Yeah.
Ain't the Bronx, buddy.
Yeah, you like being
like something mad, like that, having a little fun. Hmm. I would never. Booing. What am I going to boo for? Made a decision.
I'm trying to think what I'm going to yell tomorrow. Because, you know, they probably could hear us. Judge, Soto right there, front row, right field. Juan, I love you. Drop it on him tonight. Drop it on. You know, I may yell
drop
the actual
it on the
word.
Table.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
put
different.
Put him on the table, Juan.
Yeah.
We know what's in there, baby.
As you yell, maybe get around to asking him a question.
Yeah.
And you know what the question would be? How does it feel to be the second best right fielder on the field tonight?
Oh, now you just gave me a thought here. Soto! Judge ain't got nothing on you, man. Show him who's boss. Something like that I could yell out there.
You could.
I mean, Judge's been a beast, dude.
Could.
Actually, I can't wait.
Did you see the home run he hit yesterday? Yeah, 440 feet.
All kidding aside, we talk about this a lot during the break, during our shows, or throughout the course of a week. Like, hey, Knicks are prominent right now, and it's great to have that, which keeps the baseball fresh. But we're not that we're ignoring it, but we haven't even gotten to just how freaking great Aaron Judge has been, hitting 400. The guy is a machine. Even when we give him the highest of compliments, he still overachieves and goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying 400 is, you know, it's tough to expect that, but if anybody could do it, he might. It is remarkable what he's done, and it's kind of getting overshadowed because of the Knicks run here.
Yeah, but listen, again, there's good. Yanks are up 3.5. Mets are up 2.5. We got good competitive baseball. The Knicks, we will gladly take that as a distraction as long as it is. We all love the Knicks. Most of us do. So it's not like we're jumping into something that we're not feeling. You and I are lunatic Knicks fans, and we willingly put the Yanks and the Mets on the back burner. I'll tell you what, though, with Judge and how he looks and what he does seemingly every single day. Even and Griffey to an extent, but not as much as Bonds and Judge, and one cheated, are the only two guys that I've seen hit who really make it look like a video game.
Unbelievable.
Like it is just easy. Like it's insane.
Like they're hitting a beach ball. Yeah. Bonds, I always said this before a couple years ago where I said Judge is the best player I've ever seen. Bonds in his prime with the Giants. Now, he was always a great player, but when he was with the Giants specifically and all roided up, dude, if you threw him a pitch that was near the plate, he was hammering it. That's just how it was. He was either walking or hammering a home run a million miles away. And that's what it feels like with Judge. It's like impossible. When you get him out, it's like, wow. And that's baseball where the majority of time the player is failing, right? The old adage, if you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're still going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Judge doesn't even fail that often. I mean, think about it. It's remarkable what he's been able to do at the highest of levels on the biggest stage, meaning in New York, just one big chapter to close, and that would be the postseason. Maybe that comes this year or not, but man, it is remarkable what Judge does on a night-in, night-out basis.
Real quick, his evolution as a hitter is breathtaking.
Yeah.
I mean, generally, like, so Jeter comes up, and Jeter's a hit machine really from day one, and, you know, Mattingly, he was what he was, and Keith comes over in 83, he was what he was. Like, those guys were kind of what they were from the get-go. I'm not saying you don't get a little bit better as you learn the league and differentiate between pitches you can really handle and maybe alter a little bit of your mechanics, but it's very rare for a hitter to come in one type of hitter as a young player like Keith, just a sheer massive power guy with a lower, low-ish or lower, and then suddenly, all these years later, I mean, Shea's batting titles and triple crowns, like his evolution is remarkable, which speaks to his aptitude, his commitment, and his willingness. Listen, I know the Mets have a lab, too, with the pitching.
Yeah,
Yankees got a little hitting lab for Judge because he's a very different player than he was when he first got here.
The scouts would say that he wasn't going to make it because he struck out too much.
Well, he did strike out a ton.
I'm just saying, think about that. So scouts are like, I don't know about this guy striking out a ton. How do you go from that to what he's become
hard work.
Now?
Hard work.
Good God,
that's
dude.
The answer. Hard work. Because he was
discipline.
Given... Yeah, but that's all. To me, that's all. Like, I look at discipline as part of hard work. I think if you put the hard work in, now the discipline has a chance to shine more. That's just a personal thought. I don't know if it's true. Yeah. That's what I think. But, like, he was given these physical traits that, you know, he can run. He's big. He's got a cannon. Like, he was given that by God. And the other stuff, that's the residue of hard work. So when you're blessed as a physical specimen... And not to mention, he's a tremendous human being. But when the physical and the work ethic mesh, you're an all time great. That's it.
No,
we're gonna rope him in, guys.
No, not really,
Sal. You shouldn't tell us. I don't think you should. I don't think it would be that entertaining anyway. I wouldn't tell us.
Use your imagination. But I took an ex girlfriend there. It was my first girlfriend.
I don't think it's probably that funny. We don't need to hear it.
Dude, I can't say it.
All right, that'll be off the air. That's what I'm saying. When you I can't say it, you probably shouldn't say it.
Well, because, you know, there are always things that you heard about. You know, I was really young. That movie came out in like 97?
97?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So 17 or 18.
Okay.
First kiss.
Friend in the movie theater, and then you heard some things sometimes that happened.
Yeah, some things that happened in movie theaters. You weren't pulling a Pee Wee Herman, were you?
During Titanic. Like, come on, what am I thinking?
17. You're doing what you got to do.
BT, nothing happened, FYI. Oh. I was thinging. I'm like, BT and Sal on
the
van.
Popcorn?
888-808-1019 is the number to call. But come on, Hoff, it's not that depressing. They lost the game, all right? I could see if they were down 3-2 and the Knicks were on the verge of getting eliminated playing all these songs. That's not the case here. This is not the Titanic. I at least still feel good about where the Knicks are at in this series. I don't feel good about them long term. I don't think that they've put on paper in reality, how could they give us confidence based on what we've seen so far? I don't think you can be. Mine is more about the circumstances with the Celtics just being ravaged, where no Tatum, Porzingis is down, he can't breathe, so he's completely compromised. And I feel like returning home, the Knicks are going to give a much better effort than what you saw, and I think they'll get by.
What do you think the spread is right now? Did you wind up checking?
No,
I asked
didn't.
You earlier. You did not
I
have
didn't.
It for you.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about it. I would say Knicks are finally favored, and I'm going to go by -1.5, let's say.
Close. Knicks favored 2.5.
Wow.
2.5.
Now, you know why I thought that might be the case? Because remember we did the odds yesterday of the series.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Knicks were favored in the series, which is a pretty significant amount, and they were underdogs by 5.5 points or whatever it was yesterday.
You had to figure they're obviously laying something at home, otherwise it would make no sense.
It would make no sense.
I agree with that.
They'd have to be favored here. I'm actually, now that I think about it, I'm surprised that it's that low based on the series odds. Like, in reality, I was kind of close. 1.5, it's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality... If the odds makers thought the Knicks were going to win the series and they were like 4-1, I think, before yesterday's game, wouldn't you think that, and the odds said that they were going to lose yesterday's game.
You would think that they'd be jacked up tomorrow night, that they'd be 5.5 or so, that the expectation would be to mop them.
And now that has me a little more concerned now.
Well,
that.
I mean, think about this. Think about...
You have the series price by any chance?
I don't. Okay. Maybe Hoff can find that real quick.
Knicks-Celtics series price.
So think about this. So one of my thoughts or... you know, roadmaps for if I'm not sure about a series going a certain way or even a certain game, I'm like, okay, is it more my belief in my team or is it more about something the other team?
Yeah.
And that generally gives me an answer. Now, I do admit, I think the Knicks obviously have a chance to win tomorrow. I'm lukewarm confident tomorrow. If they go to game 7, it's over. I'll stand by that. They're not winning in Boston. Then they will lose
the series. I'm still not going there.
Okay, good for you. I got you. I don't think they win it up there. Game 7, it will be over. And I think it will be disastrous. But to me, what you said about, like, the self, it wasn't so much propping up what that, like, this guy's going to do that, and I expect this, and we're going to out-rebound, we're going to make more threes, we'll out-coach him. It was... Well, I just don't believe the Celtics who win 3 straight. That's what should worry you.
Without Tatum.
No, I know.
I know what you're saying. Dude, I'm telling you, if the Knicks won that game 4, even the game that, you know, what was that, the game, the Garden, incredible atmosphere, the partying in the streets afterward, even if they won that game 4, up 3-1, if Tatum were in place, I would not be, I'd be saying exactly what you were saying. Hey, I'm not celebrating until they, I said that the whole way. I'm not celebrating until they put the Celtics away. Until they actually do it, I'm not going to believe it. The Tatum injury, to me, changed everything. I don't know if it's going to be proven right. I don't know if it's going to be proven incorrect, but that's where my feeling changed on it. The other thing is, you're right, it should always be about how we view our team as opposed to what's going on around them, mm-hmm. because more often than not, it's about what your team does versus what the landscape says. In this particular case, I do not believe the Knicks are a championship team. We've talked about that. But the landscape is saying that it is possible. Where could they beat the Pacers? Like, let's say they do win Game 6 or even Game 7, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You'd give them a chance against Indiana.
Absolutely.
Okay, would you expect them to win that series? I mean, there'd be hell to pay if they didn't, but...
It would be... I would expect them to win that series a lot more than I thought coming in against Boston, because I didn't think they would beat Boston at all.
Right, fair enough.
I'd give them a good chance. The matchup. It's okay.
And forget about what you or I would think. Do you think the odds makers would say that they would...
Close. I think I said yesterday, Knicks...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
-140, okay. And then 135, maybe is, Pacers +110, like close.
Point is, with all their deficiencies and the weaknesses that we can point out and we have, they still would be favorites to get to the NBA Finals. Now when you get to one series, like we've seen best of seven series where the best team doesn't necessarily win.
Not too much in the NBA.
We've seen crazy things happen.
Not too much in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a different NBA, man.
True. And the three-point shot leads to some wacky stuff. But, I mean, think about the Warriors dynasty. Think about the Bulls dynasty. Think about the Pistons. Think about the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq. I mean, think about even back-to-back with Hakeem in the mid-90s. Would he beat Patrick and then won again? You know, generally the NBA, you know, in a seven-game series, generally the best team wins.
Plus, it's not like the Knicks have nothing. Like, we are nitpicking to a championship level. Even with all that and their deficiencies in the regular season, still have one of the best records in the NBA. They also still have a superstar. Like, the thing that got me the most annoyed last night was Brunson, because I expect the most from him. You could pick a Parkat. We have Bridges, Ananobi. But Brunson playing the way that he did and fouling out, that can't happen. And I don't think that it will moving forward. So at least if I'm trying to believe in why the Knicks can win, the landscape, yes. Also, Jalen Brunson. He is a superstar that can take over a series. We've seen it. We just haven't seen it late in rounds. Now, he's got to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, get through it. Long way to go. But I'm going based off of landscape plus Jalen Brunson.
I said something that I shouldn't have said last night, and I feel bad about it.
Why?
I got flushed through it a little bit here. I need your opinion on something.
At home or on the air?
At home.
Okay.
At home. Not a curse, just an observation.
During the game?
Oh, yeah.
With Colt, watching with Colt?
Colt actually went to his buddy's house.
Oh, okay. All right, so you
Which is a little bit of a difference. He's like, Dad, you mind if I watch the Knicks with my buddy, his best buddy? I'm like, of course.
Yeah, and inside you're dying.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that, but it's all good. Right. I mean, yeah. And Jen and Kins were with me. And I just said, it was about Brunson. And I said, stop hitting. I didn't curse because my daughter was there. Something along the lines of, you know, stop hitting the floor. Stop being so soft. Get up. Like, I took a little shit. Something, whatever it was. I was getting tired of Brunson always on the floor.
Yeah.
Now, that's different than me calling him a flopper. No, I'm just, am I alone in growing tired of watching him on the floor 15 times a game?
No. No, you're not. I mean, we talked about this in the first round, and there are elements to his game where he is a little bit of a flopper.
But I'm not talking flopper where he tries to feign or sell a foul. I'm saying, like, when he dribbles and he's just always on the floor.
I know,
it's amazing, actually.
But you know he is tough as nails.
I know he is. You know that's why I feel bad.
A great close. Hey, you're in the moment. It's okay. I mean, it happens. I'll give you a pass on that. I appreciate you bringing it to the airwaves.
I think I did him a little dirty. He deserves better than that. I feel badly
about
it. All right,
well, you apologize for it.
I feel bad about what I said about Kat.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, I know. That came across loud and clear. All right, PT and Sal on the fan. Let's get some calls in here. Jimmy is in Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
PT and Sal, what's going on, fellas?
Jimmy?
How are you, Jimmy?
Hey, Sal, I was going to help you out with your decision, but you made the decision. You said everything I was going to say already.
Thank you.
You would have made that decision? He made the wrong decision.
You know what? I'm a Yankees fan, BT, so it's not as big for us as it is for them. You know, I was going to say a lot.
That's true.
You know?
Interesting. I got you on that.
You could downplay it all you want, Jimmy. I know what you're feeling. And whatever you think you're feeling, it's going to be even worse tomorrow.
Well, let me tell you guys this, right? So another reason I was going to tell you that with the Knicks is in my shoes. I get up at 3 in the morning. I drive a truck 12 hours a day. I'm an emotional, passionate fan.
Love it.
This has been rough. And I really, really was looking forward to coming home tomorrow. As the Yankee fan, BT, you can feel me just sliding in the recliner and giggling as we drop the bases.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got to suit back up and scream for the Knicks. Oh. But I'm going to do it. And that anxiety part of it, I was like, I wish they would have ended it. That's why I was going to tell you, Sal, since you're a Mets fan, a huge Mets fan, just go to that game and kind of, you know, get through it without the anxiety part. Because this series in particular is... It's been rough on the soul. And like you just said, BT, every 5 minutes, I think Jalen Brunson's dead. I'm like, get off.
It's not handy, dude. It's too much.
You know it. Oh, my heart's breaking over here. So I'll suit up tomorrow when I crawl out of this truck. But I kind of just wanted to sit there and watch Judge go yard.
Yeah.
But did you guys see Jalen wave to the crowd when he fouled out last night?
Yeah, did you see that?
I didn't notice that, actually.
They put him on. Thank you, Jimmy, for the call. We appreciate the passion. And look, good luck to your Yankees. I mean that, Jimmy. Good luck to your Yankees this weekend, and obviously to our Knicks.
Wait, you mean that?
Yeah, I do mean that.
I'm just checking. It was very sincere. I was making sure.
I'm not rooting for the Yankees, but good luck. He's a passionate Yankee fan. I respect it.
It's
we got a healthy respect. So Brunson fouled out. I guess they showed him on the big screen.
Didn't see that.
And he gave kind of a wave. And he gave a smirk. I'm sure it's on social media. You could find that. But yeah, it was odd to have him. He knew he was on the big screen and being shown. He kind of gave like a laugh it off. I thought, now you could interpret that any way you want. Maybe he was saying hi, or maybe he was saying, see you next year.
Yeah, I take it as he's coming out and dropping 35, and he's gonna bury him tomorrow night. That's what I would take it as.
He had this look like, all right, yeah, I'll wave to you, and I'll take the L tonight.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy this one, because you're not going to see a Game 7.
I would take that, too. That he is so confident.
And it feels good having that guy on our side.
God, it does. And it's not false confidence. It's not, you know, over-the-top bravado. It's just, he is so... His confidence level is so high because I can't prove this. I feel like he's put in more work than anybody in the NBA because he has to be that great.
Yeah, and by the way, to Jimmy's point, like, I'm not going to be stress-free without anxiety because I'm not watching these games. These series, they are high anxiety. It is emotional. It is frustrating. But that's what we want to feel as sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how you felt for 20 years with the Knicks when they gave you no feels. I was like, this team sucks. Who are we getting in the lottery? How are they going to build a team? It's painful. It's stressful. It's frustrating. It's aggravating. But that's what we want as sports fans.
That's what you want as humans.
Yeah.
I mean, really, anything that is worth loving and investing emotion in, sometimes can, you know, reverse the script and really hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's the risk that we take. And that when it's not there, we miss it. When it is there, the internal juggle for some of you, nut jobs, throwing stuff and breaking stuff, the physical juggle, which I am way, way, way past that point.
Used
thank
to
God.
Do it.
That was the implication there. Yep.
Yeah.
I get it all, man. But, like, think about
I lost a stereo during the 2000 Subway Series. Took a wiffle ball bat to it when Clemens drove Piazza. Yeah.
Well, you have a little Paul Revere on in the backboard, in the background, I should
my
say, a little wiffle ball bat.
CD changer, yeah.
Yeah, I used to love those three. Yeah. I had a 5-disc for my car. I had a Blaupunk that I used to, oh, it was sweet, man. Yeah. I used to steal them. Yeah. So we used to, I actually took it to a real car shop and I had them like bolted to the top of my trunk where you couldn't even see it. It was 5 CDs. That Blaupunk was sweet. And now think about all the years that we've sat there and watched, whether it's Steph or LeBron or Wade or KG or Pierce and all the other galaxy of stars, you know, Denver with Jokic, Dirk doing their thing, and us just sitting by saying, geez, when do we get to join the party? Well, we're at the party. We have a prime seat at the table, but there's always a risk that we're going to be left with that check, and that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Mitch, how are you, buddy?
Sal, I have one last thing before you give your decision that to think about. I did make a phone call. BT, you know the GMM at the Hard Rock, right?
Oh, yeah. Christo, love him. Yes. Great, one of my favorites. Christo, great guy.
Christo said that the Knick game will be on in the Hard Rock. Sal, my seats are about not even less than a minute away from the section where I'm at to the Hard Rock. So you can come to the game. Watch Soto for a little bit, then run and watch the Knick game for most of the time and come back just when Soto bats or whatever, and it's a win-win on both ends, Sal.
Look at him going the extra mile. I mean,
so
really,
I understand
really
you could come
go.
And go as you please with the Hard Rock? I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can. Then afterwards, we're going to go to Candlelight. I've already called Candlelight. We don't have to wait for a table. We just tell them how many people are coming, and we go right to there. We get a table and have wings and have some beers or whatever, and then we go home. That's it. So
can you throw in cleaning my pool this weekend, potentially?
No, Sal. Okay. No, Sal, actually, BT said he's going to come to your house and clean your pool.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Do something
else
BT,
so before...
How about you want to put a little mulch down for him there? A little mulch? You want a mulch?
And BT, here's one last part to it. Here's the part that I have to throw in there. If the Knicks win tomorrow and you didn't watch the game, then they go to the next round. If they lose, you got game 7. And BT, Sal already said, we're all invited to his house Monday night. God.
Without further ado, I will reveal what I am going to do tomorrow night.
Yes.
I cannot let you down, my friend. I cannot let you down.
Woo, baby, Sal, I
love made it. A commitment, and I will honor that commitment. How can I turn Mitch down?
All right.
There you have it. A little fun with Mitch in Fort Lee. I will be going to... Dude, it just sucks. Everybody's talking about it. Instead of being excited about it, we all got our heads down around here in the newsroom. It's like, we got two huge games. Nobody wants to miss either game or a second of each game. It'd be nice to have one tonight, one tomorrow, one Saturday. So it's exciting, but I will be going to the Met-Yankee game with Mitchell in Fort Lee because we committed to it way back in December and somehow figuring out a way to watch the Knicks game 6 as well.
And this is a call and a shout-out to all the great Yankee fans out there. Make sure my friend Sal feels very welcome tomorrow night in our home.
I'm trying to think now.
You know, make sure he feels good about himself.
I will not be wearing Mets gear. If anything, I'd probably wear Knicks gear.
There you go.
Blend in a little bit. Although I'm yelling, Judge, you stink! You know, no, I wouldn't do that.
I think you should wear a Mets jersey. I'm very surprised that you're not. I mean, you're going.
Come
people
on,
know who you are.
I'm wearing a Mets jersey to Yankees.
I'm wearing a Mets jersey. He's got the backbone to do it.
Yeah. It's not that I have the backbone. I just don't want... I want to have the respect enough to... I'm not looking to start any smoke. I want to just go and watch.
Have you ever worn a Mets jersey into Yankee Stadium before?
Plenty of times.
So what's the difference this time?
You know.
I don't know.
It is different. I do think being...
Why
a,
is it different?
I think being on the radio, being somewhat of a minor public figure.
Okay, so I thought you meant, so you've never done it while you've been in the business.
You've been
in the business a long time. Like going back, when did you start at SNY? What year, like 20?
2010, and I started here 2003.
Like go back to 15 years. You've never been to Yankee Stadium with a Met jersey on in 15 years?
I do not believe
I have
worn Mets.
Well, then you're
going
to be consistent. Yeah. Oh, I got you. All right.
And I've been there since for Subway Series, whether it's a date, whether it's going with Francesa, I'm pretty sure it was... I did not wear the jersey. I wore the jerseys back in the day a lot.
I know you did, including a Celtic jersey.
World Series.
I don't know how you don't bust out a Soto jersey.
I mean, I don't have one.
Soto jersey. Yeah. I don't know how you don't have one.
Well, I don't have a I don't really buy current jerseys anymore.
But
they have
all the jerseys. Honestly, the Cohen should have sent you one for the shenanigans and the charades that you were putting on air.
Yeah.
He should. I got a quick question for you. I saw a quote here from Juan Soto. Quote, it's going to be, this plays in tomorrow, right? It's going to be 50,000 against one. Now, it's obviously not going to be 50,000 Yankee fans, but in your opinion, how many Met fans do you think go there?
Like, I think there's going to be a good portion.
10,000?
Well, let's say 70-30. I think it's going to be 30% Met fans there. Is that a fair
I think that's percentage? Pretty fair. Yeah, I think that's it. So, let me see. If it's 10 out of 50,000, that's 20%. So I'd probably, you're thinking probably a little more than 10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's probably right. I would think
normal Met, if anything, maybe more Mets fans than usual for a Met Yankee Subway Series at the Bronx. I would think.
Yes.
Mets fans feeling themselves a little bit. Soto, maybe Yankee fans don't want to hear that nonsense.
You're also probably in the most hostile part of the stadium.
But amongst it's not,
you're right near the bleacher creatures.
I don't want, just want to sit in my seat and watch a ball game.
Like I said,
that's it.
Take care of my boy Sal. Maybe even get him a drink. Let him know how the Knicks are doing.
BT and Sal on the Fed. Jimmy's in Uncasville, Connecticut. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call.
You got
it, Jimmy.
I will
say that, man, I'll tell you, I appreciate both of you's fire, right? Because the Knicks, they got to play on fire tomorrow for sure. You know, and I agree with Sal 100%. I cannot stand Reggie Miller calling Knicks games. You know, to me, Reggie Miller calling a Knicks Pacer game is kind of like Troy Aikman calling a Giants game. Hated that. Or, you know what I mean? It's like a Red Sox guy calling a Yankee game.
I think it's even worse.
Like when Pedro used to do it.
Thank you for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate you checking in. I want to get Sonny and Malvern in here as well. I think it's even worse in this regard because Reggie was known as such a villain from the Knicks fans.
It's more personal.
Than it is with Troy or the Giants. Sonny is in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sal, I appreciate you getting me in, buddy.
Yep, no problem. What's up, Sonny?
Listen, great weekend coming up. Reminds me of the old days. I'm 61 years old. You know, the big-time Knicks playoff game. You have the Yankees, Mets, Subway Series. You have the Preakness coming up. Guys, back in the day, I had a friend who actually went to Ranger play. The only thing we're missing is the Rangers this year. Went to a Ranger playoff game, Subway Series, and then the Belmont Stakes. Anyways, I'm 61. The 90s teams, guys, can never be replaced. When Riley was the coach, it was a can't-miss game, every game, not just the playoffs. He changed the Garden and the Knicks forever. Going to this year's team, guys like me don't love this team. They have more talent than those Knicks, but they're just too inconsistent. And listen, I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback here, but I had a bad feeling about last night's game, guys. Tatum, the Celtics were 10-2 without Tatum, 2-0 without Tatum in the playoffs. They have too many guys that can hit the three, and the Knicks are just too inconsistent. I had a really bad feeling, and unfortunately it came true. I think the series is anybody's series. I think the Knicks fans were a little overconfident with last night's game.
Yep.
And let's go Knicks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.